Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
All right. So we have a follow-up to the last time you were here. We were talking about this Montana man who was arrested for living and having a gun in his yard, but he was closer than 1,000 feet to a school. Is that pretty close to the case?
Well, he was arrested for having possession of a firearm in a gun-free school zone.
Right.
It's a federally defined gun-free school zone. It's 1,000 feet from the property line of any school, basically. And it covers huge areas. Now, in this case, Mr. Metcalf lives right across from the school.
Right.
And as I read the Gun-Free School Zone Act, he can have firearms on his private property and is not violating the act. But it turns out that he is accused, I've been able to get a copy of the criminal complaint, and it states that he carried his firearm, which is a single shot Rossi break open 20 gauge shotgun, that he carried that on the public sidewalk inside the school zone.
Right.
Now, the school zone law is a very controversial law. It was ruled unconstitutional in 1994. Then the Congress changed it a little bit to say, if anybody's carrying a gun that has traveled in interstate commerce, it's against the law to have a gun in a school zone within 1,000 feet of any school property. Now, originally, it was found unconstitutional under the Commerce Clause, because in U.S. v. Lopez, the Supreme Court said that the government didn't have, there was no Commerce Clause nexus to merely carrying a firearm near a school. And then they changed it to add this thing that said, well, if the firearm had traveled in interstate commerce, but Judge Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas at the time said, well, this doesn't make any sense. If you can say that merely carrying a gun that has traveled in interstate commerce within 1,000 feet of a school violates federal law, everything comes under the Commerce Clause. There's nothing you can exclude. Therefore, they don't have the authority under the Commerce Clause to do this. And that's what the Supreme Court ruled in 1994. 94 was long before the Heller decision of 2008, the McDonald decision of 2010, the Kitano decision, the Bruin decision of 2022. And all those say you have a right under federal law to carry arms in case of confrontation outside the home. So, this is a potentially very serious challenge to the Gun-Free School Zone Act. I have not seen any other challenges that weren't combined with some other law. And there's the aspects of this that are just startling is that people had called in to complain that this man, Gabriel Metcalf, was carrying a firearm near the school. And he is 49 years old, and he lives with his mother. And I saw a video of him where he explicitly says, I'm not mental, I don't do drugs, It's my constitutional right to carry a firearm here and protect the people I care about and everybody else. I'm not a threat to anybody, to school children or my neighbors. And he seemed pretty adamant about it, but I hesitate to make a claim that there may not be any other problems. So the Billings police said they had contacted him several times, and there was nothing they could charge him with. He wasn't doing anything illegal. And then they said, at least in a another article that someone had written, that because they couldn't charge him with anything, they were going to go to the federal government and see if they could charge him with something. Now, because the Billings police had contacted him several times, he felt they were harassing him, so he called the FBI. That's the person accused here, Gabriel Cohen Metcalf. Called the FBI, he must not watch the news very much, to complain of Billings police harassing him. Now, in the complaint, it doesn't say who told the ATF that they should get a hold of him, but they had a phone number for his mother, and so they called his mother, and she gave his phone number to ATF agents who had called the mother, not the FBI. The ATF agents got the number, doesn't say from whom, and then they called his mother, and his mother gave the ATF agents his number. Then they called him, and they talked to him about this, and he said, I have a right to do it under the Second Amendment, and they tried to convince him he shouldn't, and he said, no, I have a right to do so. So then they got a warrant for his arrest and to search his home, and they arrested him. And they charged him with carrying a firearm in a federal gun-free school zone. And he admitted that he carried it on the sidewalks. He said he didn't go onto any other property, private property. He only carried it on his own private property or on the sidewalks. So he explained, or tried to explain, that he was concerned about another person who he felt was a threat to himself and to his mother, and that that's why he carried the shotgun outside the home and why he looked around the neighborhood to see if this person was in the neighborhood.
Right.
So they arrested him. They took him before the court. And he is currently in federal lockup, and he has had court-appointed attorney, and the attorney, I'm hoping, was able to see him today. There was a preliminary hearing scheduled for today at 9 o'clock. I mean, I tried to get some information. I sent a message to the attorney. I haven't gotten anything back yet. So that's where it stands, although I am working on articles that I'm not sure I want to divulge much information about now. Now, there's an important thing about this case that nobody else seems to be talking about, and that is in 1995, Montana passed a statute to protect legal firearm owners from prosecution under the Gun-Free School Zone Act. And it says, I'll just read it.
Right.
In consideration that the right to keep and bear arms is protected and reserved to the people in Article 2, Section 12 of the Montana Constitution.
I'll tell you what, hold right there. Hold right there. I was looking at that, too, and I'm looking at how long it is, and I'm looking at the time. So I don't want to talk into the break, so let's get into this when we get back, because I have a few questions once again about this, because it's a bit, you know,
very good.
This is a bunch of junk. But this article and nearly 2,300 other articles are waiting for you at ammoland.com. Dean has written huge. I mean, the amount of material this guy's put out in his career is, I don't know that this will ever be equaled as long as he's still writing. Maybe somebody just started writing at 16. They might be able to catch up to him at some point in their life, but it's going to be a minute. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. We're about to get into this thing about this law. This is Montana Code Annotated 45-8-360. Go ahead, sir.
And it's a fairly simple statute. I mean, lots of statutes have all kinds of provisions. You have to go back to other statutes and read definitions and things like that. This is a simple statute.
Right.
And here's what it says. In consideration that the right to keep and bear arms is protected and reserved to the people in Article 2, Section 12 of the Montana Constitution, a person who has not been convicted of a violent felony crime and who is lawfully able to own or to possess a firearm under the Montana Constitution is considered to be individually licensed and verified by the state of Montana within the meaning of the provisions regarding individual licensure and verification in the Federal Gun-Free School Zone Act. Now, I have not seen any indication that Mr. Metcalf is prohibited from owning a gun.
Right.
In Montana. He doesn't seem to have any criminal record whatsoever. There's no indication he has committed any violence against another person that has somehow made it into the record somewhere. The Billings police wanted to arrest him, it appears, but they couldn't find any reason to do so. So this is a very unusual case, and it doesn't appear to me that the judge or anybody in the federal government yet I said, hey, wait a minute, there's this exception in the Gun-Free School Zone Act that if you're licensed to carry in the state where it happens, then you can carry in a gun-free school zone. So it seems to me that going by the Montana Code, he is protected. And so far, nobody has made the argument, but his lawyer probably only got to talk to him today.
Yeah, he's a couple of questions, if I may. How old is Mr. Metcalf? He's 49 years old.
Okay. 49 years old.
He talks about somebody named David Carpenter. Do we know who David Carpenter is?
David Carpenter, from what I've seen in reading the federal records, was a neighbor of Mr. Metcalf, and he owned some type of lawn maintenance business or other.
Right.
And he is flagged by the Billings police as somebody they should be concerned about. And so one of the complaints of Mr. Metcalf is when he would complain about David Carpenter that police would not really investigate. They wouldn't do what he considered to be their job, and that's one of the reasons he felt he had to protect himself.
Right.
And when the Billings police were questioned or contacted, they said, well, you know, because he's this person that we're concerned with, we many times didn't do a personal interview. We would call him up and talk to him. So you can see, I can see where someone would believe that that's not really a very significant investigation.
He also seems, he talks about a gang stalkers.
That's what he says, and I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I'd love to talk to Mr. Metcalf and get his side of the story. But his attorney his name is Russell Hart there in Billings.
Right.
It seems like he's a competent guy. He took a case to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on a sentence enhancement of a gun case just this year and won it at the Ninth Circuit Appeals level. So it doesn't sound like he is radically anti-gun or anything. It sounds like fairly competent. So hopefully he is going to be talking to Mr. Metcalf. And if I were him, any attorney with assault in a case like this will say, don't talk to anybody but me.
Right.
So that may happen. I sent his lawyer, his appointed lawyer. He doesn't have to accept the appointed lawyer, but he should, at least until anything better happens. And so I sent Mr. Hart a message saying I would like to be kept apprised of what goes on in this case. So hopefully I will be able to talk to Mr. Hart at some point.
Well, that would be interesting. I also think it would be interesting to get, somebody like Stephen Stambolia.
Oh, yeah. That would be great to have some federal attorneys weigh in. It's an unusual case. So far, there's no indication of any bail potential.
Well, I mean, what... So this guy he's never been arrested, right? You know of
right.
nothing that...
Correct.
So, and they would pick him up and put him in jail without bail.
Right.
For walking on a sidewalk with a gun.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
That seems to be the case. Well, I think there's an indication that there is an allegation that he, quote, chased a car that he thought might be a car owning to this guy that he was defending against.
Right.
But there's no mention that he ever pointed a gun at anybody or assaulted anybody or threatened anybody. So, I mean, he could have just tried to get the license number of a car that he thought might be somebody who had threatened him.
Right.
So, there's a lot of, it seems to me there's a fair amount of hyperbole in the case. And it seems to have gotten public attention because there's some people in the area. Everyone that I saw being interviewed when I was looking at, they were all, adult women who seemed to be eliciting some concern over the carry of a gun near a school.
Right.
But when I look at the comments in some of these stories, a significant number of the comments say something to the effect of, well, this is Montana, mind your own business. And some of those are women, too. So I think that Mr. Metcalf's side of the story needs to get out to the public. And this has to be a shock for him, for when he believes that he is following the law. He says he researched the law about firearms, about guns.
Right.
And he said, I am not violating the law. I am following the law. And now he ends up incarcerated for, well, getting close to a week. That's a while. That's more than most people ever experience in their lives.
Right.
So I'm hoping, when I wrote, this article.
Hang on one second. We're coming into the break and all this other stuff. And yeah, this is a really interesting case. Especially the way they're pushing it. So,
indeed.
We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. President Biden's approval rating reaching an historic low as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense, but he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, even with Hamas using them as shields.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
Austin said the U.S. remains committed to advocating for a two-state solution in the region. An annual count says that homelessness in America reached a record high. The report found more than 650,000 people were living in shelters or outside in tents or cars. John Schaefer, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Talking to Dean Weingarten. While we were in the break, I sent this last article from you to Stephen Stambolia.
Ah, great.
So I don't know what that'll do, because I think Stephen is doing a lot of cases right now, primarily for Gun Owners of America, so I don't know if that'd be something he could get involved in.
I'm sure he is a busy guy.
Yeah.
Now, the federal prosecutor in this case, gosh, I've got his name, but it's not showing up right now. I have some contacts who tell me that they do not view him very favorably.
Right.
That he had a reputation for being less than honest. That's kind of just hearsay right now. I can't provide any particular, but that was the person in Montana that I talked to had indicated he did not have a favorable impression of. But the prosecutor doesn't decide things like arrest. It has to go through a judge, and it's going through a judge there in Montana, a federal judge. So we will see what happens. It's just not a very, it doesn't seem a reasonable case. I wonder, you know, that nobody has asked for a mental evaluation. If they think that he is not responsible, then the thing to do would be to ask for a mental evaluation.
Indeed.
And they haven't done it. Now, I don't know, but, you know, a simple mental evaluation doesn't necessarily cost much. Ideally, the state should pay for it if they're the ones asking for it. And maybe that'll happen. I don't know. I mean, there's just so much is still unknown in this case. But Mr. Metcalf, from the records that I've been able to read, has said that he doesn't trust the police because it sounds like because they don't respond, they don't didn't do the investigations he wanted. He believes they've not treated him well. So, and all of that are unfortunately fits into the modern mythology of policing. Well, police, you can't depend on police. Police don't investigate. They will use their power against you when it's not justified. I mean, I don't like those allegations, but I've heard them before. So that all makes this a very interesting case. And I think the country school zone law, from my reading, is obviously unconstitutional on its face under the Bruin decision. There's no historical record of governments prohibiting people from having weapons within 1,000 feet of a school. And it's not as if he doesn't already legally have the right to have the weapon within 1,000 feet of a school. If he's on his own yard, he's not violating any law whatsoever. And according to the Montana code I read, it falls under one of the exceptions to the Gun Free School Zone Act so that he can walk around the area with a gun.
So here's a question for you. How many, now, if he had not been seen in his yard with a gun, like you told me earlier that he had been seen in his yard with like a scabbard on his lawnmower or something.
Right. There's a picture out there from one of the articles when he was arrested.
So
it shows him with like a push lawnmower, has a little scabbard kind of thing on it. You can see it has some type of long gun in it. It has a stock with a recoil pad on it. So yeah, a wood stock. So it didn't appear to be an AR. And we find out it's a Rossi single shot break action shotgun.
Right. So if he had not been seen with that, would they have been looking for him to think? I mean, so they saw him in his yard. That's what alerted them to the fact that he carried a gun in a proximity. But then does...
Well, there were...
Because it's private property, does that become part of the school, the gun-free school zone?
No. No, the private property is exempt. But, and that's what's kind of silly about this. He has private property directly across from the school. It's perfectly legal for him to have the gun on his private property. But they're saying because he stepped onto the sidewalk, he's a huge danger. But if he stayed in his yard, there wouldn't be any possibility of prosecution. You see how silly that is.
Yes, I do.
One foot away, 1 foot difference turns him from being constitutional, protected under all the laws we have, to 1 foot, steps 1 foot in a direction, and now he is forbidden under penalty of 5 years in jail and $100,000 fine. I mean, it's crazy because he doesn't, you know, to use the firearm, he doesn't have to make that one step.
Right.
So this is all about emotion and the creation of danger in some people's mind where it really is just a figment of their that they've created it. In other words, if say he, instead of the single shot shotgun, he said he would have preferred to carry a handgun, but he couldn't afford one. So if he had a pistol on his belt that was covered up, Montana is a constitutional carry state, it's perfect. He would never have gotten any trouble. But because it is visible, that's why he got in trouble. And so it's all about controlling narratives. And I just, you know, it's hard for me to see how this Gun-Free School Zone Act could be considered constitutional under Bruin at all.
Right.
It just doesn't make it. It's a very late development. And even then, there's a bunch of exceptions to it. And it appears he falls under that exception. So I it appears what I see is they didn't the authorities did not like for him to carry a firearm in this area. They probably wouldn't like for him to carry a firearm anyway. But because they got some phone calls, and what's this guy doing to carry a firearm, they were looking, they worked hard to find a reason to arrest him.
Right.
That's what it appears.
That's what it, it's surprising this is coming out of Montana. I'm still trying to wrap my hand around that part of it.
I was surprised at Montana, too, but in a sense, you know, Montana may be a better case than others. What I don't see how the judge makes a determination that he doesn't fall under one of the exceptions, the one we talked about.
Right.
I mean, to avoid that, the judge is going to have to rule that Montana law has no effect for the federal law.
Yeah. So
I don't see
that. Let's see if we can get some other lawyers interested in this. This attorney, you know, he might be Perry Mason. I don't know, but I know of a lot more effective attorneys for Second Amendment cases than meets the eye.
So. There's no reason why they couldn't assist him.
Yeah.
Or point him in the direction of cases.
Indeed.
Or file amicus briefs in this case. So that may happen. I think it's a great idea to get some really good Second Amendment attorneys on the case. Maybe we can get some scholars to weigh in on it and say, you know, whether there's any historical reference to anything like this.
Right. Hang on for me. One more break to go. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Talking to Dean Weingarten. While we were in the break, I sent this last article from you to Stephen Stambolia.
Ah, great.
So I don't know what that'll do because I think Stephen is doing a lot of cases right now, primarily for Gun Owners of America. So I don't know if that'd be something he could get involved in.
I'm sure he is a busy guy.
Yeah.
Now, the federal prosecutor in this case, gosh, I've got his name, but it's not showing up right now. I have some contacts who tell me that they do not view him very favorably.
Right.
That he had a reputation for being less than honest. That's kind of just hearsay right now. I can't provide any particular, but that was the person in Montana that I talked to had indicated he did not have a favorable impression of. But the prosecutor doesn't decide things like arrest. It has to go through a judge, and it's going through a judge there in Montana, a federal judge. So we will see what happens. It's just not a very, it doesn't seem a reasonable case. I wonder, you know, that nobody has asked for a mental evaluation. If they think that he is not responsible, then the thing to do would be to ask for a mental evaluation.
Indeed.
And they haven't done it. Now, I don't know, but, you know, a simple mental evaluation doesn't necessarily cost much. Ideally, the state should pay for it if they're the ones asking for it. And maybe that'll happen. I don't know. I mean, there's just so much is still unknown in this case. But Mr. Metcalf, from the records that I've been able to read, has said that he doesn't trust the police because it sounds like because they don't respond, didn't do the investigations he wanted. He believes they've not treated him well. So, and all of that are unfortunately fits into the modern mythology of policing. Well, police, you can't depend on police. Police don't investigate. They will use their power against you when it's not justified. I mean, I don't like those allegations, but I've heard them before. So that all makes this a very interesting case. And I think the country school zone law, from my reading, is obviously unconstitutional on its face under the Bruin decision. There's no historical record of governments prohibiting people from having weapons within 1,000 feet of a school. And it's not as if he doesn't already legally have the right to have the weapon within 1,000 feet of a school. If he's on his own yard, he's not violating any law whatsoever. And according to the Montana Code I read, it falls under one of the exceptions to the Gun Free School Zone Act so that he can walk around the area with a gun.
So here's a question for you. How many... Now, if he had not been seen in his yard with a gun, like you told me earlier that he had been seen in his yard with like a scabbard on his lawnmower or something that...
Right. There's a picture out there from one of the articles when he was arrested.
So
it shows him with like a push lawnmower, has a scabbard kind of thing on it. You can see it has some type of long gun in it. It has a stock with a recoil pad on it. So, yeah, a wood stock, so it didn't appear to be an AR, and we find out it's a Rossi single-shot break-action shotgun.
Right. So, if he had not been seen with that, would they have been looking for him to think? I mean, so they saw him in his yard. That's what alerted them to the fact that he carried a gun in a proximity. But then, does...
Well, there were...
Because it's private property, does that become part of the school, the gun-free school zone?
No. No, the private property is exempt. But, and that's what's kind of silly about this. He has private property directly across from the school. It's perfectly legal for him to have the gun on his private property. But they're saying because he stepped onto the sidewalk, he's a huge danger. But if he stayed in his yard, there wouldn't be any possibility of prosecution. You see how silly that is.
Yes, I do.
One foot away, 1 foot difference turns him from being constitutional, protected under all the laws we have, to 1 foot, steps 1 foot in a direction, and now he is forbidden under penalty of 5 years in jail and $100,000 fine. I mean, it's crazy because he doesn't, you know, to use the firearm, he doesn't have to make that one step.
Right.
So, this is all about emotion and the creation of danger in some people's mind where it really is just a figment of their, that they've created it. In other words, if say he, instead of the single-shot shotgun, he said he would have preferred to carry a handgun, but he couldn't afford one. So, if he had a pistol on his belt that was covered up, Montana is a constitutional carry state, it's perfect. He would never have gotten any trouble. But because it is visible, that's why he got in trouble. And so it's all about controlling narratives. You know, it's hard for me to see how this Gun-Free School Zone Act could be considered constitutional under Bruin at all.
Right.
It just doesn't make... It's a very late development. And even then, there's a bunch of exceptions to it. And it appears he falls under that exception. So, it appears what I see is they didn't... The authorities did not like for him to carry a firearm in this area. They probably wouldn't like for him to carry a firearm anyway. But because they got some phone calls, and what's this guy doing to carry a firearm, they worked hard to find a reason to arrest him.
Right.
That's what it appears.
That's what it. It's surprising this is coming out of Montana. I'm still trying to wrap my hand around that part of it.
I was surprised at Montana, too, but in a sense, you know, Montana may be a better case than others. What I don't see how the judge makes a determination that he doesn't fall under one of the exceptions, the one we talked about.
Right.
Oh. I mean, to avoid that, the judge is going to have to rule that Montana law has no effect for the federal law.
Yeah. So
I don't see.
Let's see if we can get some other lawyers interested in this. Attorney. You know, he might be Perry Mason, I don't know, but I know of a lot more effective attorneys for Second Amendment cases than meets the eye.
So. There's no reason why they couldn't assist him.
Yeah.
Or point him in the direction of cases.
Indeed.
Or file amicus briefs in this case. So that may happen. I think it's a great idea to get some of our really good Second Amendment attorneys on the case. Maybe we can get some scholars to weigh in on it and say, you know, whether there's any historical reference to anything like this.
Right. Hang on for me. One more break to go. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.